How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexroad, and it's been a crazy 24 hours in the Major League Baseball. And to help us talk a little bit more about that, we bring in Bob Nightingale, who covers Major League Baseball for USA Today, does outstanding work with USA Today. Bob, thanks so much for taking the time to come on with us today. We appreciate it.
That's true. My pleasure.
So, Bob, we knew at some point an outbreak like what's taken place with the Miami Marlins could be possible with Major League Baseball returning to play. I think a lot of people are concerned that it happened this quickly. How concerned are you that it happened this quickly with the Marlins and that MLB is already having to deal with a situation like this less than a week into play?
Well, this was a fear that once the players started traveling and, you know, planes and trains and buses, everything else, hotels, that this could happen. It did. The Marlins went to Atlanta before going to Philadelphia. So who knows when they got it. It's very possible they got in Atlanta during a rain delay when everybody's kind of, sitting tight in a dugout where there was no, social distancing. So, we don't know for sure. Still waiting back more test results. Certainly the Marlins won't be playing tonight either. Maybe tomorrow.
So Bob, how does this make you feel about things moving forward? I mean, I don't think anyone's surprised that a situation like this pops up. I guess to me, the things that stand out about this situation is how the Marlins handled it, one, which was, I don't think, how they should have handled it. But then just the fact that it came so early. I mean, does this alter at all how you feel about how baseball is going to navigate this thing through this shortened season?
Well, the outbreak was you hate to see that this early. You can see a more positive test for sure, but not having a team having 11 players from the get-go. Who knows? Maybe even 20 by the time it's all said and done. So that worries you. We'll see what isolated case. Now, if it happens to a few teams, then you can't play. So we'll see. But right now, baseball isn't talking about shutting the sport down or suspending it. But there's certainly a much higher level of concern.
Bob, obviously when things like this happen on social media, there's a ton of outrage and reaction and immediate second-guessing, and people point to the NBA and the NHL, which are having great success in their bubbles that they're in. Many people are wondering why MLB isn't in a bubble. Why do you think a bubble in Major League Baseball would or would not work?
Well, it's just, having you can't play. There's no bubble. You can't play in a bubble. You can't be like the NBA where everything's under one roof. The original plan, remember, was to have all the games in Arizona. Well, Arizona is, one of the biggest hot spots in the nation. So that would not have worked. And the players didn't want to do it. There's one thing to do it. Do it for a month or two, but not an entire season. Players didn't want to be without their families and friends and everything else. But, the bubble plan, plus being in Phoenix, it's 115 degrees in the summer. Someone would have to play some day games. Nobody wanted a part of it.
How's this changing your life, Bob? I know that in the course of a normal season, I think you'd go to different spots, obviously, cover different stories. But, are you out and about, or are you essentially, doing most things remotely in covering this season?
Yeah, right now I'm out and about. We'll see how it goes. But I was in Chicago for their opening weekend, a couple of the Cubs games, one on the rooftop, and then that over at watch the White Sox on Sunday. Now I'm in Houston. Watch the Astros and Mariners last night, and then watch the Astros and Dodgers for two before hitting the Phoenix for the Diamondbacks home opener.
And what's it been like? What have these scenes been like? How do you feel about even how baseball has sort of constructed these environments?
Yeah, it's a just strange. You're not, part of fun going to a game is seeing people. You know, when you're talking to the players, the managers, the coaches, scouts, you're not seeing anybody. You're just kind of confined to a press box. It's very very eerie and not nearly as enjoyable. Just watching a game, you're not even close.
Bob Nightingale from USA Today on the line with us. And Bob, you mentioned the Astros. They've been particularly hit with injuries to their pitchers, and that's been the case for a few teams around the league as well. Why do you think the injuries to pitchers have been so prominent so early into the season?
Yeah, they shouldn't have time to ramp up. It's just a situation where it takes them usually 5 weeks to get ready, 6 weeks, and now they only have 3 weeks. And I think that's what's causing a lot of these injuries. Dusty Baker talked about that last night. Just guys, weren't ready yet to play.
Before all this happened, Bob, the Astros, I think that was probably the number one story in the sports world, right? The outrage over the Astros and how this season would go for them. And obviously part of that is fan reaction, which has been taken out of the equation. But is that energy still there around the league, Bob, in terms of, other teams and I guess how they're feeling about the Astros?
Well, we'll find out tonight. The Dodgers play the Astros, here in Houston. So as I came in, obviously you can't – it's going to be tough to intentionally throw at someone, certainly start a brawl, because if you're suspended, it's like 3 weeks. So I don't think we'll see that tonight. It'll be interesting to see if there's any exchange of pleasantries or what have you, because these two teams are not like each other.
Bob, what stood out to you through the first few days of play now that Major League Baseball has come back on the field?
Well, just that, anything can happen. I mean, you saw Detroit Tigers beat up at the Cincinnati Reds. Giants came in and, split a series in L.A. It's just, you don't know what's going to happen. It just, none of these teams aren't ready yet. And, I think, it's good they're having 16 teams playoffs, because otherwise, I think there would have been some really good teams left out.
Do you think that format will – and I know the playoffs, we've had some wild runs already in the traditional or the most recent formats, but do you think that we might see something really off the wall given this playoff format?
We're going to see some flukes in for sure. I'm not sure, how crazy it will get. The crazy part will be who's ever the healthiest, gets into a playoffs type thing. We'll see if there's any, starters the day of the game, in a playoff game, all of a sudden he tests positive. So you're going to see that type of thing. I don't think we'll see anything real bizarre just because we're going to 16 teams, So we're going to see some flukes for sure, but I think the real good teams will still make it.
Bob Nightingale from USA Today has been our guest here on Morning Drive. Bob, thanks so much for taking the time to come on with us today. We really appreciate it.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you.
Absolutely. Interesting stuff going on in Major League Baseball right now. Just got a mess on your hands so early. And like Bob said there, I think this was expected to some degree that this could happen at some point, a situation like what's happened with the Miami Marlins. But to have it happen so early, I think forces you as a league to kind of reevaluate, what are our protocols like when things, like Bob said, a rain delay, everybody's crowded together in a dugout. Maybe that's where the Marlins got it. Nobody knows for sure, but maybe that's where they all got together and they spread it. This is a perfect time, I think, for Major League Baseball to look at these protocols and make sure that, number one, the protocols they have in place are working, and number two, whether or not there are better options out there to avoid situations like this, which is a lot easier said than done, obviously.
Right. Like, what more can you do? They've got saliva tests every other day in baseball. Obviously, they don't have the instant, one time, here's your result right on the spot test. That'd be ideal. It's funny because, the social distancing thing, and we talk about this with football, can't exchange jerseys, staying apart on the sidelines. It was hard for me to wrap my mind around that, because it's like, wait a minute, but if you're going to play, then. But I guess anything that you do this might randomly not spread it, and this might randomly spread it.
Yeah.
I guess so. You just eliminate every possibility of spreading it, and maybe you luck out because, you know, the guys that were just smashing into each other, they didn't trade jerseys, and that would have been the thing that spread it.
I don't know.
Again, well, everybody's trying to get their arms around this thing that just is not willing to let us do that.
No, it's certainly not. And, you know, it gets you thinking, like, how nervous are we about the MLB not being able to finish this season? Because you heard what Bob said there. You know, this is one thing if this is limited to these 12 players and two coaches and that's it, and the tests come back and nobody else has got it. It sucks, but you move on from there. If all of a sudden, like, three or four teams come down with this and it's pretty widespread throughout the locker room, like, you can't play at that point. You've got to completely shut it down for a few weeks. And they don't have a ton of wiggle room anyway with the schedule they've put out there. Like, to me, it makes me nervous about the MLB season actually being completed.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. I know the NFL season is starting, and I think they'll finish it, but that's where it gets – like, can you actually go all the way through with it and make it through? And again, that's where college football is really dicey. I got to say this on Twitter. Twitter sometimes can be bad. Sometimes it can be amazing.
Yeah.
Our Hawks writer, I'm just going to read his tweet. I spent a few hours in Magic City yesterday and totally understand why at Team Lou 23 wanted wings from a strip club. So, I mean, this is where sports writing can just be, well, it can be magical.
Wow. Like, you're, let's see what
Chris,
you did there.
Go to Magic City.
Was
for
that Chris
several
Kirshner
hours.
That wrote
Chris
that?
Chris Kirshner.
That's my good friend, by the way. Me and Chris Kirshner are great friends.
I think I'd like to.
Small world.
We should see if Chris Kirshner can tell us about Magic City Wings. You know,
I might text him.
Yeah. Maybe he should. I might text him
just for like, hey, give us a quick insight.
I mean, at least send some pics of the wings. Actually, there's an amazing picture of these wings. He wrote something for The Athletic about the wings. So this is journalism.
This is good stuff. When we come back, we'll continue the discussion on the Miami Marlins and the outbreak in Major League Baseball. Also, Albert Breer, NFL reporter for the MMQB, will join us at 9 o'clock. This is Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexrode. You're on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.